As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how we can, and this could be a huge home run, by the way. You want to play it forward for Aaron Judge. Of course, we'll talk about yesterday where Judge hit a home run. And somehow, even though it's a minor league ballpark, and that's a whole different story, that you got major league teams playing in minor league ballparks, somehow, even with the replay that we all saw, Aaron Judge hit a mammoth home run, goes into the trees in fair territory. If we saw the replay, that means they, the umps, saw the replay. The powers that be in the control center, they saw the replay. How do they not deem that a home run? That is just total bullcrap. Not to mention that replay in general, whether you go back to last week with the Mets getting screwed with a call in Minnesota because they didn't have any challenges. If we're going to have replay, and by the way, I've hated replay since its inception, and this is exactly why. I remember doing overnight shows railing about it, saying I want less replay. And people say, oh, well, you don't want the calls to get right? No, I'd love the calls to get right. Problem is, the more replay you put in, the more calls are getting wrong anyway. They're still getting wrong. Something as basic as Aaron Judge hitting a home run can get overturned? I mean, that is just not good for the competition of the sport. And as I was saying before, potentially for a record here. Who's to say that Aaron Judge doesn't end up with 70-plus home runs or 63 home runs, whatever it may be? He's going to have that home run wiped off the board. That's a home run. He should have 8 home runs. It's ridiculous. Playing a Major League Baseball game in minor league ballparks, and you got umpires that can't tell what a home run is or not? Even after the replay showed it clearly, what is the excuse for that? If you take away the legitimacy of the sport and what's going on, you have nothing. Aaron Judge in a competitive game against the Rays in the major leagues hit a home run, and it was called a foul ball even after replay. Think about how bad that is. Does that give you confidence moving forward that these knuckleheads who are making the decisions, whether it's the umps on the field, and by the way, I feel like people do make umps out to be the bad guys far too often, but still, we've seen their deficiencies. But even worse, the replay system. When you go look at the replay, how do you have confidence that these calls are going to be gotten right in the biggest of spots? You can't. You can't have confidence. I mean, that is despicable. If I were Aaron Boone, I would have got suspended for a month arguing about that. That's ridiculous. Not to mention the balls and strike stuff, which you know is leading us to robo-umps, and they're going to have the challenge system and all that stuff's going to be in place. The sport is changing here, but when you have, and there are so many little things that you could pick apart with Major League Baseball and the replay system and all that goes into it. But when you have as clear as day on replay, because I get it in real time, you know, you listen to all the different calls and nobody knew what happened. Well, the foul poles aren't big in the minor league stadium, so that's that. Nobody really knew. Although, if you're an umpire, I'm assuming you see that ball and you see where it goes. You have an idea. Oh, and by the way, if Judge hit it, chances are it is a home run. But yet they call it foul and somehow don't overturn it after a clear replay. So my question would be, if I'm going up to the hierarchy or Rob Manfred, Rob, look, here's the evidence that I have. If I'm Aaron Boone or Brian Cashman or Judge or the Yankees or whoever's doing this, here's the replay. Explain to me how all your guys that you have in place at the replay center or the umpires on the field, how is it possible that you can watch this, what we're watching together, right? You see the ball? There it goes. Look, there's a tree. There's the foul pole. There the ball goes. How can you see this and say that that is a foul ball? That does not make any sense, nor does it give me confidence moving forward. The other aspect of yesterday's Yankee game, by the way, it's nice that the Mets and Yankees are off to a hot start, isn't it? The other aspect of yesterday's Yankee game was the official scorers issue. Now, the reason why I'm not going nuts about this is because it was the right call eventually. But again, you're watching the game. Remember, that's what we're trying to do. Watch level competition. No biasness, no, you know, on the take type nonsense. Although you watch that Yankee game, I don't know how anybody could think that maybe the Rays, you know, it didn't have an unfair advantage there. Major League Baseball trying to make things a little more competitive because the Yankees kicking their teeth in all weekend. How can you argue otherwise? Something's going on. I saw the replay. We all saw it. It was a home run. No, it's the call's upheld. It's foul ball. And then you're sitting there as a Yankee fan getting set to watch Max Fried work on a no-hitter into the eighth inning. Fried, who's been worth every single penny for the Yankees. Again, he's the one guy I told you, I don't invest big in starting pitching anymore. That wouldn't be my philosophy. But if I were going to invest in a big-time pitcher, Max Fried would be the one. He looks like he's worth every penny so far. And he's out there about to work on a no-hitter, only to be told or find out, and he didn't even know until after the fact, that, oh, no, by the way, there's a hit on the board from two innings ago because the official scorer decided to change his mind. I wonder how that happened. I'm not saying you can't change your mind as an official scorer because that does happen quite a bit. Usually it happens in fewer than two or three innings. Oh, and by the way, just doesn't, you know, take a no-hitter off the board. It was clear as day. I don't care what anybody says. It was as clear as day that move was made to eliminate the threat of a potential no-hitter against the Rays. It had to be. Oh, all of a sudden they just figured out what they want. The same replay that wasn't working for Judge's home run was now all of a sudden working for the official score. I mean, did they have replay that works or not? If you can watch on replay up until the eighth inning, the Paul Goldschmidt error or whatever that turned into a hit, then you probably should have been able to tell that Aaron Judge hit a home run. That is a very, even in a win, a very frustrating day for Yankees fans watching that game where they had two things taken away from them that should have been. The home run for Judge should have been home run number 8 and just another, you know, whatever, a home run. Regardless of who hit it, it was clear as day a home run. You can't take that off the board. It's not right. And then the idea of watching a pitcher go out there and try to throw a no-hitter, which again, wiped off the board. Now, it doesn't totally overshadow what was another tremendous weekend for the Yankees, as they are clearly playing their best baseball. Head to Cleveland now to take on the Guardians. They are rolling right now. Yankees playing some good defense, flashing leather. And even when they're not playing great defense, you know, Cabrera making some bad throws, whatever it may be, they're making up for that. You're getting Bellinger now in the act, even Volpe a little bit in the act. A good performance yesterday for the Yankees. Overall, a great series in their own home ballpark in Tampa against the Rays. But still, I mean, how do you not get frustrated as a baseball fan, not just even from a Yankee fan perspective, in general, and lose hope for the sport where it seems things are not on the level there? I don't know how else you could say it. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT is off. 888-808-1019. So you got me today going till 2 o'clock. We'll get to the Mets in a little bit. And the huge series tonight out at Citi Field. Mets continue to play tremendous baseball to start this year. Knicks with a big playoff win in Game 1. We'll get into that. You got the draft coming up Thursday. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. But I wanted to start today venting about what I thought was just ridiculous display. I'm not even going to pick on the umps. This is more on Major League Baseball that they would allow that to happen. Not to mention that you got two baseball teams that play in the major leagues playing in minor league ballparks. I mean, baseball's got to get a grip here. Brandon is calling from Lincoln Park. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Don't you just think that the umpire should wear a buzzer for balls or strikes? I mean, I get you need them there for plays at the plate, stuff like that, but the strike zone is there, and they still get calls wrong, you know, more times than not.
Well, they're eventually going to have the replay system in place there, and batters can challenge it, and I'm just going to have help from, you know, the computers there. But my issue, Brandon, okay, let's say you put that in place, right? Let's say you get rid of that. The umpires don't even make the call. It's all digitalized. How do you excuse what happened yesterday? A guy hit a home run in the major leagues. We all saw the replay. And you could, by the way, it's not just about Judge. Like I said, you could go back to last week with the play in the Met game where the Mets clearly had an out on the board and it was called safe and they couldn't challenge it because they were out of challenges. You're either going to have replay or you're not. So anyway, let's say that we do come to your conclusion, Brandon, and say these umps aren't any good. Let's have robo-umps. Then how do you fix what happened yesterday?
No, I mean, like I said, that just can't happen. But the strike zone, when they have the box up, you know, it should almost be like they just wear a buzzer. You know what I'm saying? Just strike or ball. That way, that's out of the picture to get wrong.
Yeah, I know. But my point is, and thank you for the call, Brandon, that they're still going to have other stuff. There's always going to be something. I'm telling you legitimately, I remember doing an overnight show when I was filling in. This is probably over 10 years ago. And it could be even longer than that. When Galarraga threw that perfect game, that was not a perfect game because Jim Joyce made a bad call. And I remember then saying, no, I'm not for replay. We got to get the umps to be better and make the call right. But remember what happened at that particular point. Joyce cost Galarraga of a perfect game. I mean, that was ridiculous. Although that moment became famous and maybe even more famous that if he did throw a regular, a normal perfect game. Point is, I was not for replay because there's always going to be something. Now, this is going back a long time ago. But if you fast forward to 2025 to yesterday, I don't care what ballpark it's being played in, we saw the replay, we saw the review, we all saw it. You saw the ball in fair territory go over the wall into the trees on the correct side of the fair pole, the right side of the fair pole, or foul pole, whatever, the right side of that. And yet still they came to the conclusion that the call cannot be overturned. I'm with Aaron Boone. And then you had the bad call on Aaron Judge follow that, which is what eventually got Boone tossed, but you know it was more about the home run. It went from being a home run number 8 to Aaron Judge, who's the best player in the world, to being a strikeout. That's just not right. He didn't do anything wrong. The guy hit a home run and he ended up striking out. At the very least, it should have been a walk. And even that wouldn't have been right. So if that can happen, and by the way, this is just a game that we happen to be focusing on. You don't think that this happens across Major League Baseball on a somewhat consistent basis? I referenced the Met game that it happened with last week. This is a big problem here. But something as egregious as that home run? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Charles is in Allenhurst, New Jersey. What's up, Charles?
What's up, Sal? Love hearing you do the solo show. Reminds me of the overnight.
Thanks, great. Charles. What's up?
Yeah. So, I'm like you, I'm a Met fan. I was obviously watching the Met game yesterday, but I got a text from one of my friends saying, dude, the most whacked out thing just happened in the Yankee game. You got to check it out. So I flipped the channel, and then they were showing the replays of it. And I'm like, oh, dude, like we're texting back and forth. I'm like, oh, it's fine. They're just going to overturn it. And they're going to clearly see this on replay as all of us are sitting at home and everyone in the booth, everyone talking about it. They'll overturn it, right? No doubt about it. When I tell you, when these guys... And I'm a Met fan, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. When they came out and said it's a foul ball, when it was the most fair ball, clearest home run I've ever seen, I was like, this is the most ridiculous thing. How do these guys, when everyone can see it from home from their TV, that have 70 screens around them in a replay center, still manage to mess up the calls all the time? It's ridiculous.
I don't know, and I think you bring up an excellent point, Charles, and thank you for the call. And your storytelling of that was perfect because you clearly were not alone. All of us baseball fans who were sitting there on Easter Sunday watching these games, that's how it happens. You're either watching it live and you see it, or you hear about it, you're watching the Mets and you go back. And the reason why I wanted to start the show with it is because it's not exclusive to Yankee fans. It may feel like it is, but it's not. What happens if that were Pete Alonso or Juan Soto or Francisco Lindor, whatever, you name it. Or somebody else. You root for the Red Sox, Rafael Devers. What happens if that's your guy? How would you feel? That, it cannot happen. But it did. In a major league game. And the game moved on. It can't happen. To me, it questions the integrity of the sport. Without integrity in sport, you can't watch it. When there's no integrity, whether it's the refs in basketball, whether it's the umpires in baseball, the replay system, if you feel like the players themselves, if you feel like not playing hard, guys resting, if you feel like the integrity of the sport is compromised, then we don't have sports. And yesterday's Yankee game, I don't know how you can't feel like the integrity was compromised to a certain extent when you watch that replay and clearly see it was a home run, only to have it remain off the board, and then throw in the official score on top of it, where you're trying to play around with a no-hitter. The integrity of the sport's coming into question. Can't happen. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Tom, how are you doing, brother?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Good, man. Love that you're starting with this, because I feel like it just gets downplayed. That's as if it's not a big deal, and you know, it's a game that doesn't matter, et cetera, et cetera. But it is a big deal, and I was equally as frustrated. You brought it up. Like, I'm watching this on my television at home. Like, I can clearly see that it's a fair ball. So the first question that I have is, do these guys have a different view than I'm seeing? Because clearly this is a home run. And now I'm hearing about, like, the fact that they're playing in a minor league ballpark and the foul poles are shorter or whatever. So if you add to it that they're also calling to attention the fact that two major league baseball teams, the Yankees included, are playing in a minor league ballpark. Like, this makes major league baseball look like a clown show. And we all know that this replay is a joke. It doesn't work. And then Aaron Judge has to deal with getting rung up on top of it. Yeah, it was like the whole thing was just such a mess.
Awful. Awful, Eric. Excellent call. Thank you for that call. I thought about this on Friday after watching the Yanks Thursday night. And then the Mets, obviously, in their prior series in Sacramento against the A's. And I'm like, I brought this up at SNY as we were going to do the Baseball Night New York show. And I'm like, hey, maybe we should do something on major league ballparks here, or minor league ballparks in the major leagues. Like, this is just, it's ridiculous. What are we doing? It's major league baseball. And you get, now I know the Rays had unique circumstance with their roof getting blown off, but obviously the Rays don't have a ton of money anyway. And people are talking about moving them forever. They can't get a ballpark built down there. So that's a different circumstance. We know about the A's and where they were playing and them moving. This is major league baseball. Somebody's got to step in and do something about it. But even if you just separate yourself from that fact for a second, which is ridiculous in itself, Major League Baseball teams, multiple, playing in minor league ballparks, the idea that you could have replay in force and think that it's a good thing and still not get calls 100% correct every time is absurd. But a call like that on a home run where it doesn't need to be challenged, where a home run should be, if you don't know about it, you go to the replay and find out. Right? It's the biggest play the sport could have, a home run. And then they show the replay. They don't have a different replay than you. If anything, they should have more replays than we have. There's a big problem if Yes is showing us the replay, but not the people that need to make that decision. I'll give baseball the benefit of the doubt and say that they at least saw the same replay we did. I just don't know how then they come to the conclusion that it wasn't a home run. Now, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a problem sometimes letting things go. And if I'm Aaron Boone or Aaron Judge, it would take me a while to get over this. I'd be like, dude, I hit a home run. I should have 8 on the board. Write this wrong. This is bullcrap. We saw the replay. I hit a home run. And instead it goes on my record as a strikeout. Now, in the grand scheme of things, is it a big deal? No, but it could be. What happens if you fast forward and we get to late September and Aaron Judge is sitting on 72 home runs or whatever it may be? Whatever home run record you deem real. Judge's own record of 62, Barry Bonds, or even just from Judge has 69 homers and look at hit 70. And he ends with 69. And could have been 70 because of that. There's always, baseball now, as it pertains to Judge, assuming he continues to do what he's doing and is going to have those type of totals, you're not going to sit there and think about it to yourself, well, you know what, he should have another home run. I will. Because replay couldn't figure it out, a replay that we all saw, that the ball was a home run, it's not right. Even in a game where the Yankees win, you're trying to enjoy that. And they have multiple aspects of it that questions the integrity of the game. And don't think that just because you're a Mets fan, it doesn't pertain to you. Because you know, it did happen last week anyway, where the Mets got screwed over by a bad call. You know it's a matter of time before it happens to you.